This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here are this week's top headlines. Study finds higher risk of lung cancer for Rocky Flats plutonium workers. And budget shortfalls further delay payment for sick uranium workers. A study recently released by the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center and the Colorado Department of Health indicates that Rocky Flats employees who have inhaled radioactive particles have a higher risk of contracting lung cancer. The study found that workers who inhaled plutonium particles are twice as likely to develop lung cancer than those who were not employed at Rocky Flats. The study is the first to offer concrete data establishing a link between plutonium inhalation and lung cancer. Also, the study found that Rocky Flats workers are 2.5 times more likely to develop brain cancer than the general population. The case study included 16,303 people who worked at Rocky Flats for at least 6 months between 1952 and 1989. The administrators of the study say that more research is necessary before deciding if standards for handling plutonium should be changed. The study did not definitively link workers' employment at Rocky Flats with their illness and indicated that other factors, including chemical exposure and lifestyle, could be attributed to the increased risk. Several former Rocky Flats employees were not surprised with the findings, but were disappointed to find that the study was not more decisive about the cause of their illnesses. Wally Goulden, who worked with plutonium at Rocky Flats for 26 years and now has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, said, "I know I ingested plutonium, and I want to know if my illness is related to my work. I hoped for more answers, but there aren't any," end quote. Thousands of former uranium workers who have filed claims for compensation under the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, may face delays in compensation due to a federal deficit in the program of $101 million over 4 years. This is the largest shortfall since 2000, when the Justice Department was forced to issue IOUs in lieu of payment to dying former workers and downwinders. RECA was established in 1990 to make lump sum payments of $100,000 to affected uranium miners and $50,000 to those living downwind of the Nevada test site. In 2000, the program was expanded to include more diseases and classes of workers. This increased the number of claims filed threefold and forced Congress to find an additional $655 million through 2011 to cover the thousands of additional claims. However, RECA is again facing budget restraints. New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici worked for the additional funding in 2000. Chris Gallegos, spokesperson for Domenici, said, quote, "Senator Domenici is disappointed that once again we're facing a situation where the people who the program was supposed to help may have trouble having their claims settled," end quote. Advocates for the program are also disappointed. Scott Huska, who represents many RECA claimants, said of previous budget setbacks, quote, "There were people passing away, and it was a hardship on a lot of these guys, and they derived a lot of peace of mind knowing that their spouses are going to be cared for. Some of them were robbed of that," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline, 1-800-456-8863, or download the audio version of the update from our webpage, nuclearactive.org.